Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, love, and blessings. You're listening to The Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, Emma E2K, on LushRadioOnline.com. Welcome, everyone. Thanks again. Yet I'm blessed to be here another week to be able to talk about, you know, more topics and all this stuff that happens to us on a daily basis. Sometimes the topic that we touch are little sensitive to certain people. So, you know, those that really can't take talking about a topic and just being real with it, you know, then, I mean, I don't know what to say. Here at the Queen's Lounge Without Topics, I like to, you know, discuss things that people don't want to discuss because that's the only way that we're going to help. You know, they say you have to admit to your situation before you can seek any type of help. So tonight's topic, it's depression. Tonight's topic is depression. You know, we're going to talk about depression and the symptoms and what depression is all about. This show is in honor of Chris Lighty. And we don't know for sure 100% because his death is under investigation. If his cause of death had to do with depression, that is what some people are speculating. But either or, I thought it was a very very important topic that we discussed. My co-host for today is TDI. I'm still waiting for him to call in. TDI, where are you? In the meantime that we're waiting for TDI, I'm going to go into my phone line. And 717, you're on with Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge.
Please. Hello.
Please, who's this?
You can hear me?
Yes, I could.
Okay, hi, it's Letty. I usually listen in. I haven't listened in a while.
Hi. Peace, Queen. Thank you for calling.
No problem. I enjoy your show.
Awesome, awesome. Do you want to chime into the topic early on? I mean, I know we still haven't, you know, went back and forth the dialogue, and you're actually the first caller. Do you have anything to say? Have you ever suffered from depression or know anyone that has suffered from depression?
Yeah, I have relatives that have. I have my little cousin. She's a cutter. We try to watch out for her. It's horrible. People don't really look at it as, like, a real sickness at times. It's good that they're starting to.
Mm.
It never really got so much attention, I don't think, before.
So what is it that the doctors or the professionals recommend that you do? Just watch that she doesn't call herself?
Yeah, they tell us, like, to watch for certain things, like the signs of when she was doing it before. She got, like, real secluded, things like that, like, and just, like, in general, like, you know, always ask her how she's doing, because sometimes it's that she just feels that she can't talk to people, and they say that's what it is sometimes.
Mm. So you got to kind of monitor her life, like, let's say if she's withdrawing, if she's not communicating, if she's not as happy or chipper.
Yeah, that's something we've got to look at, because she's young. She's only just turning 15.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's real sad because I was reading up on the depression for children, and the numbers are staggering. I can't even believe how many young people suffer from depression, you know, and people quick to dismiss it like, oh, you know, he says he's depressed or she says she's depressed. And so they hurt themselves or they hurt someone else, and then it's like, oh, wow, they were really depressed. Like, you know, like, who plays with that? I don't really know anybody that plays with that. Somebody tells you they're depressed, I think that's a sign that they're, you know, the red flag, because for them, they never really say it, right? Because you have to look at the symptoms. But if a child or minor or anyone says, listen, I'm depressed, I mean, it doesn't mean you have to run with them to the hospital and none of that at that moment, but you do have to monitor or kind of pay a little more close attention on what they're doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Exactly. I completely agree. You got to keep an eye on it, because even when they joke about it, there's always some kind of truth behind every joke. That's what they say. So.
Mm. Right. They try to make it like light. They try to make light out of it. That happens to a lot of the kids that are bullied. The young kids that are bullied, I mean, you got them as young as 11. I think there was even a case that I heard younger than that. And they were, you know, making joke and light out of it. And they even admitted to being depressed. And all of a sudden, you know, the little boy had hung himself in the closet, came home one day. When I was doing the research, you know, for the show, because I always like to, you know, do research for every topic. All these stories, I just wanted to really sit down and cry is really what I wanted to do, because it's just horrible, you know, it's horrible with everything that's going on today. All these men that come home and kill the entire family because they got fired or killed, you know, other people in the job sites and stuff like that, all because of depression.
Yeah, misplaced anger
because
they can't,
yeah. Yeah, it's scary. Not everybody is really that mentally strong, you know, because that is something that is mentally, and I want to quote, so I don't want to say this on my own words. This says here on this website that I'm in now, it's called Cymbalta.com. And mm-hmm. So Cymbalta.com here says, understanding depression. Major depressive disorder is a serious medical condition with a broad range of symptoms. Emotional symptoms can include sadness, loss of interest, including you once enjoyed, thoughts of death or suicide, and feelings of guilt or worthlessness. Physical symptoms can include restlessness or slowness of speech, thought or activity, trouble concentrating or making decisions, lack of energy, and changes in weight, appetite, or sleep. Associated symptoms of depression may include aches and pains, tearfulness, mm-hmm. constant worry, dwelling on negative thoughts, constantly turning things over in your mind, irritability, and anxiety. There are many theories about the cause of depression. One common theory is that depression is caused by an imbalance of naturally occurring substance in the brain. And this, I'm quoting this from Cymbalta.com, which is the website.
That's that commercial they have on TV for the medicine.
Yes, that's correct. So, you know, depression, that's what we're talking about. That's the topic. Letty, stay on with me. Let me take this next call. I believe is my co-host. 347?
Yes.
347? Okay, maybe not. Hold on one second. I see my co-host now. 917.
Yo.
CDI.
Yeah.
Please. I just have picked up that 347. I forgot. It was, yours don't even start with 347. But that caller that just called in, feel free to call back. And you don't have to speak. If I go through the lines and you wish not to speak, you don't have to say anything. We give you the 3-second rule, which is 1, 2, 3, and then we keep you on mute and you can continue to listen to the show. Everybody, welcome, TDI. What's up, TDI?
What up? What's going on?
Well, you already know the topic for tonight is depression.
Mm-hmm.
I have a young lady by the name of Letty on the line, and we were already, you know, kind of going back and forth. She's letting me know that a family member of hers actually suffers from it, and they're a cutter, which, you know, everybody has the different ways of handling with their depression. Some people cut themselves. You know, some people harm themselves and some people want to harm others. So her family is going through that, and she was explaining to me how the doctors let her know that the person needs to be monitored, you know, and just, you know, for different symptoms and the way they act. And I just read out something from Cymbalta.com, which was understanding depression. I think you heard, did you catch some of it? I don't know if you did, but.
I didn't know.
Yeah, so it was, I didn't want to say something and then, you know, I wanted to quote what was correct. And also, as you and I both know, this the show for tonight is definitely in honor of Chris Lighty.
Yeah.
And it's been said that one of the main reason why he took his own life was because he was battling with depression. I don't know how true that is. That's what, you know, I don't want to say that for sure because I do not know, but that's what was being said. And in honor of that, I want to talk about depression. You know, because a lot of people suffer from that. Rich, poor, you know, it doesn't really discriminate on depression. You have anything to say on the topic, Kia?
On depression, depression is something serious. A lot of people be like, oh, he's depressed. You got to stop acting like that. He's got to be a man. Or, you know, people still got to be, stop acting so soft. I had a friend of mine who just went into depression. I ain't going to say his name, but he went through a bad divorce, you know what I'm saying? And some people bounce back. Some people, you know, they don't get they don't fall deep into depression. They, you know, they just they go down and out for a minute. They, you got to know the symptoms of depression too. Like when you start losing interest in the things you love, and you start just throwing everything away, and nothing really matters to you anymore. That's pretty serious. So that's what my boy was going through, but he bounced back, man. He's slowly but surely he got out. You know what I mean? Got out the dark tunnel and. Doing good now. He's back to his normal self.
But, awesome. Did he do that on his own, or did you know?
He kind of isolated himself. Like I used to always be like, "Yo, come on, let's do this, let's do that," and he was always like, "Nah, I gotta deal with this on my own." Like he was always shutting everybody out, but he'd pop up here and there, like briefly, but then he wouldn't be like the same guy. And then, you know, slowly but surely, he kept coming around more, and he got out, you know, I guess they just need that time, that, you know? They just need the people there. Like, turning your back on them is not going to help.
Right. Yeah, because some people are good at kind of needing just, like, a timeout or space just to kind of rethink and, you know, and kind of reboot themselves. But other people kind of get too caught up and lost in that. You know, so because it's a thin line where you can lose yourself till you're just sad, till isolating yourself and now you're depressed, you know?
Right.
And then some people just sink themselves so deep in that they don't even know themselves how to get out, you know? So my suggestion, and I would just ask anybody that knows anyone else that's depressed, just keep an eye on them. You know, every now and then, you don't have to, you know, be all in somebody's, I mean, because everybody is accountable for their own actions. But, you know, every now and then, you know, you can check on a person, especially when they say they're depressed or you see them as being depressed, like they don't do their hair no more, they don't even get dressed, you know, they just don't care about their appearance, because that's a big one to watch out for. You know, they just, you know, like kind of giving up. As a good friend, or as a good family member, or just anyone that cares truly, you know, let them know, listen, you know, I'm here if you want to speak or when you want to talk or are you okay or, you know, because sometimes that's all they need is a big smile and someone, and to know that someone cares, like someone actually cares or wants to listen to them or even, you know what I'm saying, like will bother to call them or try to get them out their house, something like that. So, I mean, people are going to do what they're going to do. We don't know what's in people's minds, you know. People act totally different to situations. I mean, we can only do what we can, you know, for those that we love and stuff. But, yeah, this is definitely a serious situation. I'm going to go into some music, and I got some more stuff to read out, and then we'll be back.
Yeah.
People who just lost somebody, your best friend, your baby, your man or your lady, put your hand way up high, you will never be by number. Mama said it's just the first friends and cousins, almost people who lost their grandmothers, look your hand to the sky.
The Queen's Lounge, which is Sexy Host M2K, and my co-host TDI, and we're on LustRadioOnline.com, baby, it's LustRadioOnline.com. We have a caller, TDI. I'm going to the caller. Caller, if you don't want to speak, the topic we're discussing tonight here on the Queen's Lounge is depression. If you don't want to speak, that's fine. We give you the 3-second rule. You don't have to hang up. You can just continue to listen. Or if you want to chime on the topic, then your time is to do it now. Please, 347, you're on. 347? 1, 2, 3. Okay. 347,
wow.
You can continue to listen. And, you know, we love people to listen to us because we definitely love to talk. I know I like to talk. But more than talking, I just love to spread knowledge and information. And to dialogue, you know, to dialogue about these things. Depression is a serious, serious topic, and there's all sorts of different levels of depression. So we were talking about some symptoms. Lady the caller had, the queen had called earlier, expressing about her family member, and you know, anyone that has experienced depression, you know, it's a serious thing. TDI, have you ever been depressed? I mean, like to a point? Because everybody at one time or another has thought about either suicide or hurting themselves or hurting someone else. So have that ever happened to you? What point did you reach on your depression?
The whole isolation situation, like I put my music to the side and I was just like, I didn't want to be bothered, man. I guess I wanted to, like, this whole shell, like, just being locked in a shell, not being, you know, locked away from everybody for a little while. I ain't let it get to me, you know what I'm saying? I had too much people around me, you know, trying to remind me of the important things in life. They were there for me, you know what I mean? Things I was doing as far as music, what I meant to everybody, you know? So that kind of uplifted the spirits.
Right. So you said you feel like it, maybe if you didn't have that support system trying to lift you up, maybe you would have continued to be depressed, or eventually you would have found yourself. How important do you think that support is or was for you?
It's important, but it's also, it comes within you, man. It kind of comes like, you got to know, you got to be strong within yourself and say to yourself, you know what, man, I'm not going to let this get me down. Because that's what I said to myself. I said, you know what, I got to stop feeling sorry for myself. I got it. Nobody's going to feel sorry for me. And I got to just get back on the horse, man, and continue to do what I was doing and continue to be this guy that everybody wants like. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Did you feel like maybe like a sense of purpose? Because I spoke to someone one time. They were telling me that they went through a depression because they didn't know, they just didn't know what their purpose in life was.
Nah, not so much that. I mean, because that's what people, I mean, like, a lot of people who don't have talents ask themselves that. I'd be like, yo, I don't know what to do. I don't know where my life is going. You know, it's easy for somebody who has a talent, somebody who plays baseball, somebody who plays basketball, somebody who knows how to draw. They already know what to do. They have something to go for. They have something that they can sharpen up on, you know? But I always said to myself, like, question, damn, is my music career ever going to take off? The people that I want to support me weren't supporting me. So that also played a factor in going into that whole depression stage. But I'm telling you, man, God has a way, man. God will strike light on you, and he'll guide you in the right direction, man. So I don't know. You just wake up with this spark in your heart, man, and you'd be like, you know what? This is it. Now I'm getting up. I got to do this. You got to say to yourself, you can't, you know, you're not going to get any further being depressed. Get down and out, you know.
Right. There's some people that they just, you know, that negative, because a lot of people fight a lot of demons within themselves, you
yeah.
know. Certain people go through certain things that sometimes they keep hitting away inside, and they think that later on it's not going to affect them. But when you're doing things in a negative, in a way, and you know deep inside that's not the right thing, you know, that has a tendency to eat you alive, you know, and create that depression. I've witnessed some of that. You know, I had a friend, I'm not saying no names, so names are not important. You know, we're just discussing the different, you know, ways of depression. You know, my friend was doing all type of, you know, unnecessary things back in the days where it was acceptable and you was the man, if you did this and you did that. And then years passed, and, you know, and now he just started regretting. All those demons started coming back of all the things that he know that were wrong, you know.
Right.
And that depression set in so much that he started ruining his own life, you know, crack and doing drugs and doing all types of stuff he knew. It's kind of like he was punishing himself and just kind of killing himself, you know.
Yeah,
so,
sucks, man. Depression is very serious, though. Like, that's something. We might be making it sound like it's easy, like, all right, man, let's just get up and go back out there and do it. Nah, man. Some people go into that depressive stage and there's no looking back, man. They in there, they're not eating right. They're just out there drinking, smoking, sniffing, and all this craziness to suppress their feelings, man. But when all that shit wear off, man, you're back.
Yeah.
Back to being yourself, you know?
Yeah, and it's about, you know, and again, it's about awareness, you know, making yourself aware of the people around you that you care about and, you know, when they're going through this. Because there's, you know, there's some friend of mine that'd be like, if they don't have money to go out in the weekend, it's like, oh, I'm depressed. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, the weekend passed, so now they're not depressed no more, you know. So, you
right.
know, some people go through a moment of, oh, I'm so depressed, I couldn't get those pair of shoes, and I didn't get that outfit, and that depressed me. But then there's other people that are living, like literally living
depression.
Where they can't get up. Yeah, where they can't get up and function. You know, when a person can't get up to function or doesn't even want to bother to know if it's daytime, nighttime, or what's going on, you know, outside, this is serious. There's some people that need medication to actually help them.
Yep.
That need to be medicated, and some not. But, you know, that will determine, I guess, you know, on a doctor, on a professional. But
right.
Yeah, either way, you know, we need to help that help out that person seek help, whether it be by therapy or however, you know, seek help, you know, advise them some type of way, and they need to just seek help. I mean, that's, you know, we really can't do too much other than that.
It's serious. I tell people a lot, man, stop misusing the word depression, you know what I'm saying, and stop, a lot of people stress yourself out for apparently no reason. Like, the strongest advice I could give anybody who's listening right now is this: don't ever stress yourself out or beat yourself up over something you have no control of. Remember that. Problems are there, but problems get solved also. Might not get solved when you want it, might not come to you when you need it, but it's going to happen sooner or later. People just got to know and believe, man, because people be like, oh, I'm stressed. Like you said, I'm supposed to pay this phone, and I can't. Yo, relax, man. Things happen for a reason. If everything was so easy in life, they'd be boring.
And I say, too, like, tap into a higher power, whether it's God, Allah, the universe, Buddha, whatever it is that it's your spiritual, you know, not to disrespect anybody's faith, but whatever it is that is your faith, then seek that. Because how can you say you're a person of faith or a person that believes, you know, that there's goodness in the world and not tap into that when you really need to, you know, because that devil's a liar. You've got to continue to say to yourself, that devil is a liar. And once you acknowledge that devil's a liar, then things reveal themselves, you know, a little better. I mean, that's just my advice. It may not work for everybody, but it has worked for some people that I have gave that advice to. So if anybody listening wants to at least try it, what's the most that can happen? Don't work, you okay, and you try something else. But the point is to continue to try, to fight that, fight those demons, fight that devil, fight whatever it is. And when I mean fight, I mean in a good fight. I don't mean literally going out there and putting your hands on anyone. You know, that's not what I'm... Yeah, let me be a little more clear, because I don't want them getting all these emails or phone calls to my corporate office saying that I am promoting violence. That's not what I'm doing. You know, people take things a little, you know, where they shouldn't go. But what I mean is within yourself, you know, within yourself. Kind of fight that within yourself. Go into a happy place. You know, I do that. I'm not going to say I suffer from depression, but sometimes I feel it coming. As a person and those that walk in the right walk, understand what I'm talking about. When you're looking for self-understanding, there's a lot of negative things that come battling at you because you're trying to walk this peaceful and positive walk, and all type of negative stuff and all type of negative people, you know, come at you. I battle with that all day long. Am I perfect? No way. Do I go to church every Sunday? No, I don't, you know. But that doesn't mean that I don't try to do as much good as I can, you know, because I respect karma. So I'm careful at what I tell people. I'm careful even in my thoughts. I'm careful. And every time that I feel myself like, oh, my God, it's too much and my shoulders are hurting and I'm like, like want to scream, I tell myself, hold up. Let me deal with today, and then I'll worry about tomorrow. I'm not going to start thinking about what in 2 weeks or in a week or next month or my rent next month. No, I'm going to worry about today. Sometimes people can only deal day to day. And if that's for you, then deal with day to day. If, you know, if you can take a little longer, a week, 3 days, then do whatever you're capable of doing. Just because someone else, you see the multi-tasking stuff, and just because you can't do that does not make you any less than. It's just that's not what you do. That's not your forte, and you got to look at, you know, and understand your capability. It doesn't make you any less of a person. It's just you're different. Everyone's different. Everybody's capacity is different. And, you know, and for all you bullies or they even you have the intent to bully someone, really think about it. Think about the damage that you do that lasts. You know, I have a lot of young people that listen to my show as well, a lot of teenagers, and that's not cool at all. That's not cool
when you try to be so dominant against someone that's actually afraid of you. You know, I will respect more that you face an opponent that's ready to pop you in your face just as well. Again, I'm not promoting violence, but I'm just saying, you know,
just saying.
Someone that'll go toe-to-toe with you. Don't go to someone that they're already crying as soon as you know, you're telling them you're going to hit them or something. Stop being a bully, man. And bullying now is against the law. You get time for that. So watch it.
Try.
Watch it. So let me go into some music. I'm going to go into some Q-Tip, Vibrant Thing, in honor of Chris Lighty, this show, as well as talking about depression, you know. I'm honoring him, man. One of the hip hop greatest. One of the hip hop greatest.
That's right.
Check it out now. No doubt now. Yeah. Check it out now. No doubt, yeah. Special girl, real good girl. Biggest thing to my itty bitty girl. Caught her up, but she made me feel right. Wish the bliss could never taste like. Sitting back with this mic in my hand. Spitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other faith but not the evil eye. Acting like grown-ups, don't even try to hide cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see. I say I don't know but you say gladly. And when we both do head, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can I rhyme? Well, you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car. This abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
You can check it, yeah. Look at me.
Check it.
Check it, look at me. Yeah.
Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Look at y'all. Check it, look at me.
Check it,
look at y'all.
Check it, look at y'all. Such a vibrant thing. Getting back to my MC status. All the willy that I kick makes the other niggas maddest. Moving to your town and situation. Shorty thought she subtle, but she really was blatant when she shook a thing and violated. Now these wolf-like thoughts are formulated. I'm saying, oh, is this some heartfelt shit here? Am I sure I'm back, nigga? Well, shit, yeah. Plus we can hold a convo or go to the movies, my crib, whatever, yo. Just wanna see you by my side. We on 95, know the stash is in the ride. Rapping nigga for real. You would find me in the cypher if I didn't cop a deal. Rap slate like big bait. You buy, I sell, we split big cake. Please move your little thing. Move it around and shake a little thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
I'll be the sponsor for this.
Why?
To conquer this, you need a monster for this. Why? Ha. Bitches are shaking, just wiggling, start to fake and just giggling and then get naked a little and shit. Sweat dripping off their face and they nipple and shit. Niggas wild until they be all tired and crippling shit. Yeah, you bugging on how we be doing it till you hit y'all niggas and shit just like bullets was traveling through you. Now, from right to left with a capital F, so we gon' keep this shit hot to death till we stopping your breath. Drinking and bugging and fucking with them hoes again. But it's nothing cause y'all niggas know about the flow again.
Having out there, you will know definitely the impact that he was for hip hop and the reason why he definitely missed so much. So, CDI, we're talking about depression.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored, tonight's show is sponsored by LushRadio.com, E2K Enterprise, the iRecords. And, you know, again, rest in peace to Chris Lighty, peace. To all the Violator family, peace to his family.
Shout out Mike Lighty, too, man. I met Mike Lighty before, his brother, man. He's a good dude.
Yeah, definitely his brother. You know, they please walk in faith. I mean, everything done in dark is always, you know, comes to light. So everybody just keep it in prayer for the family to hold on strong. So we definitely find out exactly. What the investigation said, and if that was the fact that he definitely on his own, you know, decided to take his life. I mean, I don't think it makes his departure from this world any easier, but at least it's the truth, and you know, we can deal with that. You know what I mean? So,
all right.
Yeah. So definitely, shout out to everyone, and shout out to Veronica Lighty, which is his wife.
So, and his issues and his kids. I believe he had somebody said six, but I believe it's five children. Again, if I'm wrong, it could be five or six. I don't know the exact number, but either way, you know, rest in peace, rest in paradise to his children. So, in saying that, death is also another way that that people have, you know, get depressed and cause depression. I know a lot of people that have lost some loved ones and never come out of it, you know, never come out of that state where they're just, you know, they're just done with the world. You know, their loved one is no longer here, and they just packed up, you know, packed up and are kind of done and kind of, you know, done with living day to day, you know, living the monotony of going to work and doing this and doing that, you know, because nothing matters. So that's also another, you know, another symptom of depression. Have you experienced that? Have you ever lost someone where you got into a depression over that?
I lost my dad. That was the closest thing to me. I lost my dad, like, in 2000. I cried a lot. I cried to the point that when we went to bury him, like, I couldn't cry anymore. I was all cried out. But depression didn't set in. I mean, like, because my cousin, shout out to my cousin Butchie, man. Free my cousin Butchie. My cousin Butchie was like, yo, he was just reminding me, like, yo, you the man now, man. Like, yes, you got to be there for your moms and sister. I didn't look at it that way. I was only 18, you know what I mean? I was too busy, like, damn, my pride and my joy, my everything just passed away. And he was like, yo, but now, you know what I mean? Now you got to be that for your moms and your sister. So I kind of, you know, took those words in, and I was forced to, you know, grow up a little faster than usual. But no, I didn't even go to depression well. And I probably later, a little bit after I did, like probably a year later, but it wasn't nothing too crazy.
Yeah, some people, again, you know, they lose themselves of a loved one, especially when you're talking about mother losing the children. Because they say parents are not supposed to bury their kids, you know.
Yeah, child with a parent outlives the child.
The child's supposed to bury the parent. I mean, I don't, neither or, it's comforting, but, you know, definitely you're supposed to outlive you know, your parents, and, you know, and they're supposed to, so not, you know, not supposed to, but I mean, you know, that's the way the circle of life goes. But when the circle of life kind of goes another way, which is when we have to bury our children, that's you know, that's hard, and not going into depression. I don't know who doesn't, but the point is, you know, not. The point is not, we're not talking about people don't ever get depressed. Listen, we're going to always, everybody experience a point in time where we're going to get depressed about one thing or another. The dynamic of it may be, you know, serious death, or maybe just, again, you know, you couldn't find an outfit for the weekend.
Right.
But the point is, you know, kind of balancing out your depression and not allowing it to take you to that dark place. You know, that place of no return. You know, feel your pain. You know, if you're mourning, mourn. You know, if you're feeling sad, cry it out. Like, do
right.
it. Everybody,
if you
want to
talk it out too. Talking really helps.
Absolutely. Talk it out. Express yourself. You know, find constructive and positive ways to express yourself. And, you know, find a way, an outlet where you can, you know, do positive things in honor of that loved one that passed, or there's just so much other things that can be done. And again, it's easier said than done, because some people get just so caught up in their mind with their thing, you know,
right.
what makes them miserable or unhappy, that it's kind of hard, real hard to chisel through once somebody's concentrating on one thing, you know, especially when they're thinking negative. Oh, this always happens to me. Oh, nothing ever good happens to me. You know, and we know a couple of those, you know, they're always around us like, again, no. I'm not going to get that job. Well, I'm going to go over there. Whatever, you know, like, that definitely doesn't help. You know, shining
right.
in negativity on yourself. So, you know, just finding that balance and keeping those ugly thoughts and just, you know, there's some demons, man. Cause
drinking and smoking is not going to help either, man. Let's get that clear. Be like, people be like, oh, it helps. No, it doesn't. It's just suppressing it for the moment. You will sober up and you will feel two times worse.
For the moment, they just suppress it for the moment, for the night, and sometimes when you're high or drunk or whatever, you get yourself into more situations and more problems. So
now you're reacting off anger.
Yep. Yeah, you're adding on the situation because you can get into a fight, you get locked up, you can get caught for DWI. I mean, the list goes on of all the things that can happen when you're under the influence and supposedly harboring your depression, but then you're causing other things to happen. You know,
very true.
You throw on negative stuff in the world, and that's what's going to bounce right back. So,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
With that being said, let me go into another song. Let me go into another Busta Rhymes. Shout out to the Violators.
Check it out. Hit you with no delaying for what you saying, yo. Silly with your wife, really with the dilly, yo.
What?
When I be on the mic, yes, I do my duty, yo. While up in the cell, like you while in the studio. You know when the vibe, they be really and truly, yo. My main thug, villain ain't Julio, he moody, yo.
What?
Hyper representative, slap you with the tulio. Yo. Real shook, get to death, act booty, yo. X-Dack, looking shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it, make you want to get all in the booty, yo. Top this, tricking the banging pictures and videos. While I'm with my freak, like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with this, she make you feel it all in your toes. Hatch, got all my people in red clothes. Styling my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you're messing with the lyrical player pro.
You
like
really
that.
Wanna party with me? Let me see what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me see what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me,
ain't gonna be trust. Yo, it's a monster. You heard of us? Yo, we murder us. A lot of people is wondering and they're curious.
What?
I mean, my unit with it so mysterious. Serious, all of my people are serious. Should others be walking around fearing us?
What?
Front, baby, like you don't want to be hearing us.
Nope.
Gotta listen to how radio be playing us. 30 times I take it to make you delirious.
What?
Damaging everything all up in your area. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. All up in between their hands where they want to carry us. Hit you good, then I hit them off with the alias. Serious, chickens they want to marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, you stupid, you know we bout to bust. Seven figure money, the label for Panna. Fight the dust, instead of you making the fuss. People know better, cause they ain't no companion. Mad at us, since you know better, we fabulous. If my people love with the flow, that be marvelous. Bullshit, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners with us, straight up warriors. When I feel it, then I know you be feeling so glorious. Then we bless and reminisce on my people notorious.
We really wanna party like that, 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 that,
man, shout out to the Violators. Shout out, Stephanie, rest in peace, to Chris Lighty. And, you know, again, playing just some music that comes from the Violator Management group, which has all to do, you know, with this man that has just had made so many things happen in the hip hop community.
Now, who he managed, too. People who don't know need to Google Chris Lighty, man. He managed, like, some of your favorite artists, Moguls, Puff Daddy, Mariah, like, Google him, man. Do a little research, man, because he was definitely like an icon in hip hop, and it really didn't need to result to this, man. You
definitely
know what I'm saying?
The list is endless. He's actually also the reason how 50 got to be able to be connected with the vitamin water. You know.
Wow, look at that.
So he's done a lot of things. Yeah, like I say, Google him. And so you can know all the stuff that he was involved with, he did, and he was currently involved with. So it was crazy because he was just in motion doing so many things. And, you know, I mean, the list, excuse me, the list goes on forever. I know that people kept on emphasizing at the beginning that he used the carry crate for DJ Red Alert. And I know Red Alert had had a problem with that, people mentioning that about him, about Chris Light. Not to say that that was not the truth, but he didn't like how people were kind of emphasizing. In other words, like if he was
highlighting that moment, just highlighting that moment, right?
Yes, and I want to read what DJ Red Alert had put out and based out that. It says, as I look back at the past few days, I realize that though a part of my soul is no longer here in my body, I must understand my spirit is still here. You never know what goes on in a person's mind or what a person is going through. It's crazy how the visual perception portrays the image of a person, but at the same time, you don't know everything that is going on inside of them. To hell with the media when they keep stating that he carried crates of records for me. They have no clue or idea that there was more to it than that. We've done it all together. They weren't around, so what do they know? He was a hothead like the rest of the violators, but he also had a business sense. I hired him to be the road manager for the Jungle Brothers. From there, he began to establish himself as a successful businessman and began to build a foundation for the empire that we now know today. Like any other, we had disagreements and fallout. But like my father always said, one thing has nothing to do with the other. So when there was a problem from outside the crew, it was dealt with. To my peers of the entertainment business and the public, you all knew him as Chris Blighty. But to us, the main family, he was always baby Chris. We, Mom, Mike, and I, without hesitation, kept the doors open for the five members of the Violators on 113th Street and 7th Avenue, 24/7. It was and still is their second home. Whenever I went away to work, I knew without a doubt that they would always be there for Mom. On behalf of Chris, Arlie, Big Rod, Barrel, Hans, and I, we thank you for your condolences and gratitude. We know you here in spirit, my brother. We love you, Red Alert and the Violators. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, I just wanted to read that statement that that he put out there in reference to that. You know, I mean, it's all over the place. If you Google it, everybody, that's like, kind of like the first thing they mention. I don't know why, but, you know, it is what it is. And Red Alert made the statement. And, you know, a lot of people also took to Twitter. There was a lot of people in the Twitter world giving their condolences to him. I mean, again, just Google and you will see his body of work, and you will understand, you know, why everybody's feeling the way they're feeling. Also, his funeral hasn't been made public, but they did call me with information. Being that no one has posted, I'm going to honor the family's, you know, request not to put it out to the public. But it will be tomorrow. His funeral will be tomorrow. And it will be in Manhattan. That's how, as much as I can go with it. So definitely rest in peace. I wish I was out there in New York City to be able to go, but unfortunately I won't be. And, you know, it's just sad. It's a sad, sad situation all around.
Yeah, it is.
You know, sometimes I just get tongue-tied. I'm still like kind of like, you know, just wrapping it in my head. You know, this was a person so successful, millionaire. We don't know the reasons, you know. There was talk, well, you know, within the circle that was depression. You know, we don't know 100% as of right now, so I don't want to speculate. But if that was one of his, one of his situations, then definitely, you know, there's a topic that we need to discuss, you know, amongst us, man, because it can happen to anyone is my point.
Yeah.
It can happen to anyone at whatever point in your life. I know rich people. I mean, rich people that feel that depressed,
because they feel that nobody likes them, or they don't have a life, or they don't have family. So it's not about your finances. You can be rich and be depressed. You can be broke and be depressed. You know, you can be young, old. You know, depression doesn't discriminate. So the big thing is just to definitely check out the symptoms, you know. The main thing is definitely check out the symptoms. Stay on it. If you see you're withdrawing, you know, check yourself, man. Bring yourself back. And if you can't, reach out. Reach out.
That's
there's nothing
right,
wrong with reaching out to a friend or family member and explaining to them, listen, I'm going through a moment and I don't think, you know, I can do this on my own. I don't know of no one that will look at you less than, you know, for you to reach out. And if not, then go to a professional, somebody that totally doesn't know you. There's plenty of ways to get help. Just do it, and is what I'm saying. Just get the help, and it doesn't make you less of a person. Everybody needs somebody at one point or another, man. We're going into music. I'll be right back.
tuned in to the Queen's Lounge with the greatest host, Emma E2K, on lushradioonline.com.
Love that accent.
Yeah, man. So we're back. Actually, we're kind of going a little over time, so, and that's cool. You know, anybody still want to call in, 347-826-7722, and talk about this topic, depression. We're going to stay on another 5 minutes, and feel free to call. I usually don't do this, but, you know, it's a serious topic. So when we get into these real serious topics, I like to give people a little more time. Last week we got caught with not having sufficient time to let people finish speaking. So, you know, I'm trying to make up for it. Any shouts you got, Kilian?
Shouts to you, you know what I'm saying? And shouts to Lush, you know what I'm saying? Shouts to the whole Lush Radio movement, you know what I'm saying? Everybody participating in it, everybody who supports it, you know what I'm saying? It's basically it, man.
Definitely. Shout out to the CEO, Lushy Lush, who's out on location doing her 1-2s like always. You know, we stay busy. We always stay busy. We always got something in our agendas and, you know, some event to cover or stuff. I want to talk about the event that's coming up. The AV and the E2K Enterprise presents We the People open mic / networking event. And that's on September 13th at the Monte Carlo, which is on Jerome Avenue. We have a event page for it. So if you're on the Facebook, make sure you look for us. So just follow me, Emma E2K. Make sure you follow Lush Radio Online, follow Lushy Lush, follow TDI Rodriguez. I think I have the CEO on the line. Let me go to the line real quick. Is this the CEO of Lush Radio Online?
Yeah. What's goody?
What's goody?
What's up, man? I see we got people back on deck and stuff. I see we got TDI back on deck. You know what I'm saying?
Good job, man. I'm back for the first time.
He's playing, man. What's up, Emma? You know what I'm saying? Great show, great topic. Rest in peace, you know, Chris Lighty, you know what I'm saying? And rest in peace, you know, Emma, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people that have died from depression. Depression can be a big killer, so you know what I'm saying? And we definitely, everybody, I hope the show helps people tonight. So help support the show. You know, she's always talking about high issues each and every Tuesday, so post it up. You know, show that love, you know what I mean? And, you know, make sure y'all pick up Emma, you know what I'm saying, to come speak at one of your events, man, because your girl goes in. She's like our Spanish Michelle Obama out here, son. For real.
I'm a shock.
Seriously, son. Like, real talk. Like, seriously. Like, y'all really need
we're about to start the campaign. Let's bring you online and join
Yeah, and real quick, I just want to shout out, you know, don't forget, I think she might have mentioned it earlier, the 13th, New York, it goes down, networking event is going to be bananas, same month, on the 30th, networking event in the DMV, so we out here working, you know what I'm saying, you know, we make dreams happen. Big shout out to Michelle Obama at the national, you know, convention. My girl, like, you know, made me fall in love with Obama. If he was feeling any type of way about Obama, you know what I'm saying? She just made me fall in love with him again. Like, that girl can speak. She had me crying. Like, I never, like, you know, you listening to somebody speak, she had me crying today. So, just to, you know, give y'all the update on the speech. That's it.
Yeah,
love
you,
y'all.
You
both
definitely
y'all.
Hit the home run with that.
Love y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? I got my own Spanish Michelle Obama right here. Emma. Okay.
Right now. Love you too. Love you too, sis. Love you too, man. We extended the show, as you know, it's only an hour, but we've extended it. TDI actually suggested that I extend it because last week we got stuck with not having the appropriate time and kind of like shutting down too fast. And we want to be able to be the voice of the people, and we got to give the people enough time to be able to listen and speak and grab the knowledge so they can then later on do the wisdom. So, you know, that's what we do here, you know. We teach, we do therapy, you know, what you need, we got it.
Therapeutic.
Right.
We're a one-stop shop.
Right.
Sure.
But definitely, I mean, it's a blessing. It's a long time since all three of us have been on the line. So that's awesome in itself. Wow. I'm honored. I'm definitely honored. I have the CEO and my co-host, CBI. Woo! It's on.
That's right.
2012.
Wow.
Oh, awesome. So, what are you into, sis? Any shouts? Any other shouts?
You know, just shout out to, you know, it's Virgo season. Libras is coming up. Shout out to all the Virgos out there. Shout out to check out the site that Lush Radio Live we had a hand in creating, MissLatae.com. It's MSLATAE, Latae.com. She's a model and also a CEO of her own clothing, boutique. So check that out. Check her out. Also, don't forget, you know, you got to follow E2K. You know, that's my Spanish, Michelle Obama. You know what I'm saying? Follow her, E2K Enterprises. Follow TDINYC. This is my dude. When you need intros, voiceover, my man right here goes in like he's like my like Robin to the Batman. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Flying, kicking in windows and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I gotta start practicing now on shaking hands and kissing babies.
She's
not for nothing, but she's got the mean. She's got those mean forearms over here, and the mind's wobble. Like I gotta go to the gym.
Like seriously, like Michelle Obama looked like she was running track or doing something. Like she's fit, like for real. And shout out to her. She's on a whole movement of, you know, keeping youth healthy. She has a whole program going on. She's incorporated Beyonce and a lot of different people and stuff. And, you know, in her address when she was, you know, talking about this stuff, she took us back to basically saying that, you know, Barack Obama and the family itself hasn't really changed since they've been in office. It's like, you know, she still remembers, you know, them struggling, like every typical middle-class family trying to, you know, our parents always wish the best for us, you know, to put us in school or, you know, to be better than us, you know what I'm saying, for us to be better than them, you know. And give us the things, like, you know, that they never got. So she was taking us back to that. And she touched home on a lot of issues and stuff, you know, that, you know, it's not easy being a president. You only see the true person that, you know, who you really are at the end of the day becoming a president. It's not about who people want you to be. Like, you see the true colors of an individual when they're faced with so much burden. Being a president is a lot of burden on your shoulders and still balancing a personal life.
Imagine what we do. Like, we run our own little, like, my new company, like, you know, and deal with just, like, thousands of people. This is a man that deals with the world. Like,
you know, he's on constant scrutiny, you know, each and every day. Like, he's being watched under, like, a microscope every day. So every move is, like, crucial. So it's a lot for him, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, my personal issues on politics is a whole bunch of, you know, I can't even say the word because we're being positive anyway. But you know, politics, you know, people will say whatever they want to in order to, you know, get people's votes. But, I mean, one thing I can say about the Obamas personally, they are great orators. They are great speakers. When they want to move you and make you just feel like they just want to capture your heart, those two people are like a power movement. They are like the Jada Pickett, they are like the, you know what I'm saying, the Beyonce and Jay-Z, but on a whole nother level, you know what I'm saying? Whole nother level, and they like, you know, like Bonnie and Clyde of you know, the government, you know what I'm saying? And they make me want to go back, even though I took a speech class again, and, you know, I love speaking in front of people, but, I mean, she's just so strong and confident. When she speaks, it's like, you know, it's like, dang, man, I need to go back and, you know, take another class, you know.
But you know, she has a lot of education. A lot of people forget that she has a lot of education behind her.
Yeah, she's really, like, at first, like, I was kind of, like, weary of her, you know what I'm saying? And stuff, but, like, she's, like, with every strong man, this woman, she just, like, really, like, is doing a great job. And honestly, if she ran for presidency, I wouldn't even mind giving her a chance because I see more of her than I see of Obama. Like, she on Disney Channel. Like, she's a star herself. Mm-hmm. Like, she's on Disney. I seen her on Disney Channel. I seen her on Nickelodeon. I seen her playing basketball. I seen her at the Olympics. Yo, I seen her when Jesus was born, dog. That's where I seen Obama.
Yo, everybody on the Facebook, is like, that's all they can say. Michelle Obama is the truth. They're just speaking highly of her. I have not seen one person say anything negative about Michelle Obama yet.
All I can say is she made me cry. And, you know, I watch speeches and stuff like that, like literally, like, you know, like, our, you know, when we have, you know, our women in parliament speak and stuff, you know, and, you know, we, you know, you do what you do and we, you know, we move people. But, I mean, I'm seriously, like, I'm sitting there and I'm listening and I'm reflecting back to my life, crying and stuff. Like, I'm supposed to be hard, you know what I'm saying? I don't be trying to cry and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But she had me literally crying. Like, I was very moved by the speech. It was wonderful. She was very poised. She was beautiful. She did a great job. I think, you know what I'm saying, you know, I think I definitely fell in love with the whole family once again. Like, she just basically took us back to...
She did her thing.
You know, shout out to all the Virgos, everybody that has their birthday in this month, going on to next month. And shout out to all the soldiers out there, because they're still sending people over to Iraq and Afghanistan and stuff.
For what, man?
That's my situation. Like, you know, my brother, shout out to him. He's going out in October. My landlord is he's a fellow soldier. He's going out in December. Like, you know, shout out to all those people. I'm like, I don't see the purpose of it, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, shout out to them, and please, you know what I'm saying, I pray for all those soldiers out there that are still out there and still getting sent out there.
And all the veterans,
you know what I'm saying? All the veterans, you know what I'm saying? Shout out, you know, to the veterans on, you know, Emma's side, to TDI, all the veterans, and my, you know what I'm saying, myself as being a veteran. You know what I'm saying? Like, this stuff is, like, no joke. And shout out to all the college students out there. You know what I'm saying? That drug is no joke, man. Shout out to the student loans. I'm glad I don't have to pay for them drugs.
Wow.
Word.
That's serious. That definitely causes a lot of depression. That's food and loan.
Word. Because just like Michelle was talking about, Michelle Obama, she was talking about, she said literally their combined student loans alone was more than their mortgage. So it was beyond their expenses. You know, so, like, student loans, like, you can literally go, you know what I'm saying, through a whole year after you finish school and still be paying to the time you even get a good job. You know what I'm saying? And then half of that good job or that check, you basically are living off of, like, oodles and noodles until you pay that whole thing off. You know what I'm saying? And some people spend, like, 10 or more years still paying off a student loan. I know people till this day are still paying student loans. And some of them ain't even finished all of their school because they got frustrated. You know what I mean? Because it causes depression and stuff like that, you know? And depression, like I'm telling you, a lot of people have killed themselves from depression. You know, depression can, like I said, can come in different forms. Like, I mean, even little kids have depression. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Little kids have depression. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? From being depressed about, you know, being overweight, insecurities. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Not the family being there for you, you know what I'm saying? You might, like me, I was going to school, and, you know, at that time, you know, I had lost my father. I was going, you know, I was in my whole little world. I used to find, like, a channel through rapping, rhyming, and doing poetry, and, you know what I'm saying? I had a lot of anger and resentment, you know what I'm saying? So, like, my father got killed. I went through depression. When I went to college, like, my mother was, like, still going through her situation, depression and losing our father, so we didn't really have a connection like that, you know what I'm saying? So I used to be depressed when I was in college, and I even tried to commit suicide when I was in high school, so I went through a lot of situations. So, like, depression, like, I didn't really do good with that because God wanted me to still be here because, like, I did, like, an overdose of, like, pills, and I woke up and I was just, like, I feel sick. And I was still alive. I was like, dang, man, he still must want me here for a purpose because I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, seriously, like depression, and if you see the signs of somebody going through depression, man, try to talk to them, try to help them, try to get them some help. You know what I'm saying? Before it's too late. There was a little young boy when I was going to college at UMES, the University of Maryland. This dude hung himself inside his dorm room, son. Like, it's serious.
Yeah, it's definitely serious. And people just need to take a little more look at it, a more serious look at it. Again, you know, depression goes from someone saying, oh, I can't find an outfit to go out clubbing, I'm depressed, to suffering a loss, you know, in their families and stuff like that. I mean, it has all type of different levels. And some people can tolerate certain things and other people can't. So just because, you know, you go through an experience and you say, oh, I dealt with it or whatever, doesn't necessarily mean that that next person is able to pick up themselves like that or that network of people, you know, that can support them, whether it be family or friends or that one person that, you know, that they can show them that they can. So, you know, that's what the topic was, depression. Sis, thank you for calling. I love TDI somehow, TDI. Good looking, hold me down.
Well, he held you down for the majority of the show, so that's a good look, though.
Yeah, no, I can't say nothing. I can't say nothing to the brother. You know, probably is the battery, who knows, but I definitely appreciate TDI. He definitely held me down. I just want to give my final thoughts going to the last song, and, you know, that's about it. Sis, hang on. I'm going to play the last, I'm going to go into my final thoughts and then the last song and it's a wrap. Thank you everybody for calling in. I want to give a shout out to Letty that had called in earlier to let me know about her family member that was a cutter and the signs of that. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, follow E2K Enterprise, follow Radio, follow M-E-K, just go to Google and start writing all the names down and, you know, and you'll find them. You're visible. Thank you for giving me so much time. If you learned anything here about questions, then I'm glad that I discussed that. Even if one person was satisfied.
Oh, What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What up, it's Mr. Do It All, Vice Verse, and you're checking out my sexy sis, my girl in a bag of pearls, Emma E2K, at the Queen's Lounge, right here on LushRadioOnline.com. Wow!